So in case you don't know, I own a podcast marketing and production agency. And by this point in time, between my own podcast and my client's podcast, I have optimized well over 1,000 podcast episode titles, which, yes, that is a lot of podcast episodes to be SEO optimized. So today, I want to share with you my tips and tricks to making sure that you're getting the most out of SEO optimization so that you can have the visibility and growth for your podcast. Let's do this.
Welcome to the Organic Marketing Simplified podcast. I'm your host, Juliana. And around here, we replace endless hustle with smart, focused strategies for your business growth. If you're fed up with tactics that overpromise and underdeliver, leaving you exhausted instead of excited, this is the podcast for you. Get ready to dive into deep, practical podcasting tips, smart monetization, and growth tactics that bring your business visibility and profits. It's time to simplify your strategy and amplify your success. Let's go.
So, number one thing that you need to know is that keywords are king. You need to be focusing on SEO in order for you to have an amazing podcast that is growing day after day. And honestly, while SEO may seem like it's confusing, it's complicated, it's, oh my gosh, what is this? Yes, I'm not going to lie, SEO can be complicated, but when it comes to the podcast world, it's one of the simplest ways that you can actually optimize for. So out of all the different things that SEO is good for example, your website, your blog, YouTube, and things like that, podcasting is going to be the easiest one you can actually learn and understand and optimize SEO for because it's not as complex as optimizing a website, for example. So you do need to focus on SEO optimizing your podcast for success. Now, in this very own show that you're listening to, there are so many podcast episodes on SEO optimization because honestly, that is the bread and butter of what I do, organic marketing. So of course, I rely on SEO optimization. So you can go back and listen to a ton of podcast episodes that I have created on this very same subject so that you can immerse yourself in the world of podcast SEO and get the organic growth that you're looking for when it comes to podcasting. Number two tip is that you need to optimize your podcast titles. Now, of course, we worry about optimizing every little piece of our podcast, but if you're not really worried about anything else, like just really focus on your titles because again, the thing about podcasting is that you can rank for your podcast episode even if you don't have a huge listener base, even if you are a newer podcast. And I say this, I share this quite often, but to paint a very realistic picture for you, I launched my podcast to literally an audience of no one back in May of 2020. And by 2023, I had a top 0.5% ranking podcast. And this all happened because I was SEO optimizing my podcast. And really, by focusing on those titles, you can have the visibility. Why? Because if you think that the podcast app, which by the way is a search engine, and you need to treat it as such, right? So with that in mind, you need to think about the person who's going to the podcast app and on the search bar, they're typing the thing that they're looking for. And if you use that keyword or that key phrase in your title, your podcast is going to come up high in search. So you need to be able to leverage SEO in order for you to come up high in search because, again, it doesn't matter if you have a huge listener base or not, if you're getting a whole lot of downloads or not, because the way that the podcast app is showing search is based off of SEO. So even though you might not be a huge household name, you can still rank high because of how you're using your keywords. And again, hello, I'm the case study right here. By the way, this isn't just true just for me. This happens with my clients as well. So I have clients who are household names and I have clients who are not household names. And we apply this strategy and it works for them. So of course, I use me as an example quite a bit because of course, at the end of the day, I own a podcast marketing production agency and my podcast is the guinea pig for the agency. I try a lot of things for the agency through my own podcast. And this is what I can tell you. focus on those podcast episode titles because those titles are going to be key in you having a lot of visibility. Tip number three is for you to have engaging SEO optimized show notes. Now, show notes tend to be second thought. People don't really pay attention to them. And if we're being super honest between you and I, Apple does not look at the show notes, at least not as of this moment, to help you rank for a keyword. So for example, let's say there was a keyword that you used in your show notes, but the keyword is not in your title. When you do a search for the specific keyword, your podcast episode is not going to come up just because it's in the show notes, right? So that's how Apple works. And I always focus on Apple because Apple is the biggest player after all. But just because we focus on Apple doesn't mean we don't focus on everybody else. And for other search engines out there, the show notes are important because you have your main keywords that you're going after, but then you have a bunch of supporting keywords supporting your main keywords. So it's not like a movie, you have like your main actor and then you have the supporting roles and they all come together to make an amazing movie. And it's the same way with your podcast episode. So make sure that you don't disregard your show notes. Make sure that you have amazing show notes and they're engaging, they're fun, they hook people in, but that they're also SEO optimized. And by the way, one day it'll happen where Apple is going to start ranking your podcast based on the keywords in your show notes. Just mark my words. And you want to be ready for that. So make sure that from starting from today, you are optimizing your show notes and they are full of beautiful, amazing keywords that help you grow. The next tip is for you to transcribe your podcast episodes. So remember how I just said that Apple does not look at the show notes to actually help you rank? Well, funny enough, they do look at transcriptions. So make sure that you are transcribing your podcast episodes because they do help you rank higher in the algorithm. It is strange, I know, but it does work and does help. So make sure that you are transcribing your podcast episodes. The next tip is for you to podcast smart. So instead of you focusing on all these different platforms and doing all these different things, really focus on the platforms that can be SEO optimized. So those platforms are, of course, your podcast, YouTube, your blog, your website, Pinterest. So those are the platforms that I really want you to focus your energy on. However, don't sit here and create content for Pinterest and content for your blog and content for your podcast and content for YouTube. Create one piece of content and then you recycle from there. So for example, right now I am recording a podcast episode. This is also becoming a video for YouTube and it's also becoming a blog and it's also going to be pinned on Pinterest. So this is how I'm leveraging SEO. When you're ready to go next level and really optimize for SEO and get the visibility in different platforms, make sure that you are focusing on those SEO friendly platforms, but also don't ever lose track that you are a podcaster and podcasting should come first and then you recycle everything from the podcast, not the other way around. You can literally get so many pieces of content straight out of your podcast, but focus on the podcast and don't get sidetracked and create content for each individual platform because you're going to burn yourself out. By the way, I own a podcast marketing production agency, like I said, and this is exactly what we do. So you recorded a podcast episode and what we do is we're editing that episode. We are SEO optimizing that episode. We're optimizing the show notes for you as well. We are recycling the podcast. We're turning it into blogs. We're turning it into shorts, mini episodes, you name it, we're doing it. We really are essentially a one-stop shop for podcast marketing and production. And we are scheduling for you even things on social media. So the short form content, the videos, we're scheduling that for you on social media. So you get to be in your zone of genius and record your podcast episode and know that you're creating huge impact and growing your business while we take care of the rest. So I'll leave the information for my agency linked for you in the show notes down below so that if you're interested in working together, whether you're launching your podcast or you are wanting to grow your existing podcast, we are the agency for you. Now, the next tip is for you to always link your website and your show notes because guess what? It does help with the backlink authority. So always put your podcast on there because you'd be surprised that by putting your links, it's externally linking to your website and Google loves that. So it really does help build the authority up on your website. So it is a win-win if you ask me. Now, lastly, when it comes to creating really amazing episodes that are SEO optimized, we need to talk about analytics because analytics are your friend. So instead of you trying to come up with ideas and basing episodes off of feelings and vibes, actually take a look at the data and see what's working, make more of those episodes, because what's working is working for a reason. So let's double down on that. Let's double down on what's working so that we can then go ahead and make more episodes and optimize the growth of our podcast. By the way, this is also something that we do for you inside of our podcast agency. We are analyzing the analytics for you, and we're giving you an action plan every single month so you know what type of content you should be creating so that you can have more growth month after month. And we're not second guessing ourselves. We actually know it's going to work because data doesn't lie. We love data around here. Now, I understand that SEO can be very confusing and it can be complex, but honestly, take the time to understand SEO, because SEO is the single most important thing that you can do to grow your show, and it's totally within your control. So take time to learn it. And if you do not want to work with us inside of the agency, or you prefer more the DIY approach, I also have a program called the Profitable Podcast Blueprint. And inside of this program, I'm teaching you everything down from how to SEO optimize your podcast episodes all the way to how to monetize your podcast with the programs and services that you already have. So even if you don't have a huge audience, you can still make money podcasting, because we're not depending on sponsorships and having those huge, crazy download numbers that you need to have in order to work with sponsors. So I teach you all of that inside of my program, which I'll leave linked down below. And inside of this program, you have access to the self-paced portion of the program, but you also have access to me. So if you ever get stuck, you just need a little bit more help, I am there for you. So let's work together and let's make it happen. Now, I do want to give you a bonus tip here, which is you can actually go back and optimize old episodes. So now that you're learning everything about SEO optimization, hopefully you're binging on this podcast and you're learning all the things there are to learn, you can actually go back and optimize old episodes for visibility. So take time to do that. You don't need to do that in one day, in one sitting, but you can definitely go ahead and SEO optimize old titles, because now we know better, so you get to do better. Next week, I am super excited to share with you hacks on how you can make money from your podcast, even if you don't have a huge listener base. This is something that I teach all of my clients, because again, this is how I started my podcasting career. I launched my podcast to nobody, literally, and I started making money very shortly after I launched my podcast. Even though back then I had a very small listener base, I still was able to monetize my podcast. So make sure that you're subscribed so you don't miss that show next week. And until then, may you find God's love, peace, grace, and mercy, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.